This is an All Ears English podcast. Get real with these two English adjectives.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. This is an All Ears English episode. Get real with these two English adjectives.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going today? How you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. It is a snow day here in New York. So So my son is home and earlier we went out in the snow a little bit. I think I did a little Instagram update in the snow. And so, having a good time.
Nothing like a good snow day. I love that. Yeah. That is so good. But I'm going to ask you a question to start off the episode today, Michelle. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. So do you think that it's important for people to be authentic in social situations? What do you think?
I think it's one of the most important things. Think being true to yourself, being who you are. I mean, right. It's what people say all the time, be yourself. And that's the best advice, right?
Yes.
What do you think, Lindsay?
I think it's good because in the end, you want to be able to, you know, you only have yourself in the end. Like you have to, you know, you live with yourself and you don't feel good when you're trying to be someone else, right? No. Like we have to be on our own sides. And I think part of that is being as true to ourselves as we can, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to get into this a little more coming up in the episode because we had a great listener question. Before we do, we want to direct you over to episode 2160 of the All Ears English podcast. Was careless or not careful? What's the difference and why does it matter? So that's a good one to listen to.
I love it. So today we do have a question about this word and really common question. Great question. What is it, Michelle? Do you want to go ahead and read it for our listeners?
Right. So the question is, this came to us on YouTube, guys. You can ask questions on YouTube. This is from Nandar MG14. And it says, could you please make a video about authentic versus genuine? This one made my head hurt.
Oh, it's a good question. I mean, they're so similar, right? They're really, really close. I mean, do you think they're synonyms, would you say?
I would say they're synonyms. I mean, when I looked it up in the dictionary, you know, they come up together. You know, they're not totally different words. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to find some massive differences between these two words, right? But we're going to show you how to use them in context today, which is the key. That's what we want to learn. It's not enough just to know the definition, right, Michelle?
Right.
We want to know how to use it in situations.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You don't want to be just going up to someone and saying the dictionary definition and that's it. It's not going to do you any good. So definitely, I would say most native speakers would not be able to answer what the difference is.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But we're going to talk about it in two contexts today. We're going to break it down for you. The first context we are going to talk about is people, because these words are very commonly used to describe people, don't you think?
Definitely. Yeah, I would say that is probably one of the most common ways we hear this when we talk about people, whether it's famous people or just your friends, the people in your world, politicians, maybe that kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So let's start with authentic. So what is authentic, Lindsay?
I mean, it's basically not changing your personality for anyone, being who mm-hmm. you are. You know, for example, people love Taylor Swift for her music, but also for her authentic personality. I don't really know what her real personality is versus her. I don't know a lot about Taylor Swift, actually.
I don't know, but she's just everywhere now. So she's the first name that came into my head. I think people like her though, because she does seem like a real person. I think that a lot of young women especially identify with her and just feel like she could mm-hmm. be their best friend or something like that. But I'm not a Swiftie myself, but she seems fine. I know she's very talented.
I wonder if part of that is that nowadays more stars are being seen as authentic because we are seeing them in their real context more mm-hmm. often due to social media.
Yes.
I don't follow her, but I'm sure she takes selfies. If she's out for an afternoon with friends with a coffee in her hand, those sorts of things. Yeah. So I wonder if, you know, it's not that like these new stars are more authentic. It's just that we see more of their real lives. So they just appear authentic, you know?
Right. Period. And actually, I mean, this is a side point, but recently Julia Roberts apparently posted some picture with her niece Emma Roberts, and did you hear about this?
She was
playing cards and she really loved the picture, and then apparently she posted this picture and everybody wrote, oh, how terribly Julia Roberts is aging, and they just started to criticize her. And so she fired back and said, you know, this is a huge problem, because she felt really good about this picture. She felt, this was a special time she shared with her niece. She had such a nice time, and then people are criticizing her. So to me actually was a very authentic and genuine response.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear about that.
And we could talk about more in the future.
It does. It's a double-edged sword for sure. And that's a good bonus word for our listeners today. Double-edged sword. We should do a whole episode on that one. Michelle. It's a really good one. But feeling like social media can be great. You can portray a very authentic side of yourself if you are famous. But then if you're caught in bad lighting or you don't have makeup on, people can be really brutal, right? That could be another story.
That could definitely. Yeah. So another example of this could be, she had such a unique sense of style, which is one of the reasons why she was known for being so authentic, right? So again, true to yourself, who you really are, mm-hmm. not changing for people.
Yeah, I love that. I'm trying to think of who are the most authentic celebrities that I know of. Geez, I don't know. What do you think, Michelle? Is there anyone that stands out in your mind other than Taylor Swift that you would say is very authentic?
That's
a tough question.
It is a tough question, because there are definitely, I'm going to say Pink, because I do think she's very authentic. I mean, her style, everything, she doesn't just follow the Barbie kind of trend for looks. And then also just when you see her with her kids, and she does post a lot on social media, she seems mm-hmm. very authentic, very real. So
got it. Okay. So now that you said Pink, I would say for sure seeing Adele in concert, I felt that way too, right? So the way she talked to the audience, she was very, very, she was kind of funny actually, but mm-hmm. just very down to earth in the way she mm-hmm. was having a conversation with the audience, like explaining her any events that happened and how she felt about them. And so I see what you mean. Maybe singers can be more authentic than actor personalities. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Good question. Let's go over genuine though. Well, do you say genuine or genuine? I say genuine.
Yeah. Genuine feels weird.
So this is also same idea. Very hard to even make a difference, but true or sincere.
Mm-hmm.
For example, her parents wondered whether her boyfriend was genuine in her love for her. So if you said authentic.
What's authentic? Yeah.
I think genuine is the better choice here.
Ooh, but the question is why?
Right.
Why is genuine the better choice, Michelle?
Right. Yeah. Because I think that authentic is more just for a personality. Whereas mm-hmm. I think genuine, you can be genuine in your deeds and your actions. Yes. I don't think you would say someone's like authentic when they give you. I'm losing it, but basically, I think that genuine can be more about just actions rather than the personality.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're onto something there. A very subtle difference is that when someone does something for someone else, I think we're more likely to use the word genuine than authentic. Like that was a very genuine gift. That was a very genuine offer to help. Things like that, we would go for genuine. And authentic, you're right, feels more about the person, their whole aura, their vibe. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Or you could say her laugh was not genuine at all. I wouldn't trust her.
Okay. So this one could be interchangeable with authentic, don't you think, in this case? Because it's not about giving anything or doing something for someone. It's just about the aura of the person. Her laugh was not authentic at all. Genuine. I also would go for genuine, but it's hard to put our finger on why. For that one.
Exactly. So guys, you can see this is they are extraordinarily close. I mean, Lindsay, do you think, here's a question. Do you think it's more important to always be kind or always be genuine or authentic?
I kind of think it's, and this probably some people might agree with me, but I think it's more important to be kind because there are certain times in life when, you know, you don't like if, you know, I don't know if you're, if a friend is reaching towards a goal and the truth is they're not getting there, but you want to emphasize the small amount of progress that you're seeing. Maybe you're not being 100% truthful or genuine, but you're serving the larger goal of kindness and helping them try to stay on track. So I think there is a time for being like a time for maybe not being telling 100% the exact truth because it's not, it can be hurtful to be 100% truthful all of the time to people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's a very good point. I think that it really depends on the context.
Yeah.
If your friend is trying on a dress and, it just looks horrible and you think it's just not going to work, maybe people will make fun of her for some reason. It's some crazy whatever. And you know, it's not going to work out. Maybe it's a good idea to nicely be honest about something.
Sure.
But if it's going to be something that overall knocks the person down where they, it depends on what that person needs. If they need that boost, I think it's more important to be kind. Overall, I think kindness is the most
important. Kindness is key. Kindness is king.
Yes. I was just going to say that. Kindness is king. So yeah.
I love that. Okay, Michelle, let's get into things now. So we showed our listeners people. Like, how do we use authentic and genuine when it comes to talking about people? Now, what about things, items, I guess, or events, that sort of thing? Tell us about this.
So authentic. Also, I think authentic is used a lot of times with something that's original. Maybe something that, like when you hear about a meal. So for example, I want to make you an authentic Greek meal. Right? Yes. Maybe somebody is from Greece and they say, oh, come over. I want to make you an authentic Greek meal. That to me would sound better than genuine.
Yes. I love that. Authentic. So used about meals, about things that are a good example of what something would, like a meal, what it would really taste like in Greece, right? Even if we're in New York City, right? An authentic Greek meal. Do you know the best place to get authentic Greek food? I guess Astoria, probably, right?
Oh, Astoria. That is a great place. That is like, oh, I should go there. I haven't been in a very long time. But yeah, or the museum has all the authentic sculptures. So again, this is, it's some sort of history to it. It's some sort of backstory to it. It's a little bit deeper than just genuine. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Talking about science and artifacts and things you might find. Although sometimes, let's see how we might use genuine around things too. Let's take a look and then maybe we can compare. This is a tough one today, Michelle.
I know. So genuine. Okay. I feel like we use genuine a lot for things like fashion, jewelry, purses. Her purse was made out of genuine snake skin.
Okay. Or this is genuine gold. You could make a lot of money off of this, right? Yeah. I mean, these days, you know, a lot of things are not genuine. They are maybe they're not gold, they're gold plated or something, right? It just, or gold brushed with like a paint that looks like gold or something.
Right.
So I think these things are getting more elevated in society now. The longer we go on throughout history, the more value there is to authentic things. Like a lot of furniture now that you get from IKEA is made out of composite, which I don't think is real wood. It's like a fake wood, I think, or something. Okay. I'm not exactly sure what it is. But I feel like in our parents' generation, it was always real wood that people were buying, yeah. which is kind of nice, actually.
Right. And then I think that real wood became a little bit out of style, but I think it might be coming back.
Maybe it's coming back. I don't know. What else, Michelle? What else do we need to know?
Okay. So, I mean, Lindsay, do you own any genuine designer clothing or accessories?
Nothing that stands out. I'm sure there's a few things that I bought in my travels. Can't think of anything right now. I'm not a really big things person. I don't know if you are either, Michelle. I would much rather have genuine memories. I would like to make a genuine connection with someone in that country on a trip, you know, or have a genuine experience, something that feels real, that doesn't feel like I'm being guided around in a tour and not truly interfacing with the culture, you know?
Yeah, I agree. We're very similar in that way. So authentic and genuine, guys. Again, honestly, mostly these things are the same. We could get deeper into this as well, but we felt like this was a good place to start. We can always do a follow-up if necessary. But the thing to take away from it is that when we're talking about people, authentic might be a little bit more geared towards your personality, being true to who you are. Genuine could be that too, but it could also be about actions. Laughter, the boyfriend being genuine and his love, right?
Yes.
So I would say that's for people. And then for things, in my opinion and how I hear this word being used, an authentic meal, an authentic piece of art, an authentic book signature, somebody, you have an old book or something, right?
Yeah, 100%. I love it. Should we go through a quick role play for our listeners today, Michelle, to finish off the episode? Yeah, but first though, Michelle, what should our listeners do before they listen to the role play?
well, you just said it. Hit follow now, guys. Wherever you're listening to the All Ears English podcast, make sure you hit follow. Don't miss anything from us. Let the episodes come to you.
All right, good. Here's our role play. So here we are visiting a museum in New York. Here we go. Wow. Can you believe this is the authentic painting?
I can't believe this exhibit is really here. Do you think the tour guide was being serious when he said he liked my bag?
Well, he seemed genuine to me. He couldn't believe there were genuine crystals on it.
So nice. I have to be authentic. I love my fashion.
All right. So here I said, wow, can you believe this is the authentic painting? So that goes back to things. Authentic. I remember the first time, have you seen the Mona Lisa I'm pretty sure you have, right? Seeing the real Mona Lisa for the first time, it felt so small, you know? It's like, wow, is that the real one? I expected it to be bigger. And I think that's a experience, right?
Right, because something like the Mona Lisa, you build it up in your head over everybody knows about the Mona Lisa since the time they're little. So to see it. That's kind of when I saw, I saw the Sistine Chapel. I don't know. I imagined it differently. It's funny how it was beautiful and amazing, but I just imagined it in a just looking different. It was just interesting, expectations versus reality.
But it's kind of incredible when you see the real thing of anything well known that you've heard about since you were a kid, and you see it and you're standing in front of it. It's just, I don't know. It's a kind of an otherworldly experience, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. What did you say next?
Okay. So I guess this tour guide said he liked my bag, and you said he seemed genuine to me. So he was being real. He wasn't being fake, as you would say.
Yeah. And then I said he couldn't believe there were genuine crystals on it. And so now, again, we're describing things, items, just a gem or a crystal, right? Okay.
And then I said, I have to be authentic. I love my fashion. So
coming here back to I'm people. Being,
yeah. Right. True to myself. Yeah. Right. So a lot of times, again, don't worry so much about the differences between the two completely, because I don't think that there's a big enough difference where you should sit and think about that and then not use these because you're not sure. That's really the takeaway. This is one of those situations where they're so close. It really does come back to connection, not perfection. But we gave you some context, right, to talk about people, to talk about things and different ways that you could use all of these. But again, mm-hmm. don't worry about mixing them up so much.
I agree with you, Michelle. And then just to throw in one final thought, guys, you probably heard me use the word real. And that's also mm-hmm. a third word you could swap in for authentic and genuine. So I said, when I saw the real Mona Lisa, right? So that's another one to play around with, as well mm-hmm. as original. So we've got some fun words to play around with. Maybe we'll do a follow-up episode.
I think we should. I was just going to say, I think this one definitely, because we could do an episode talking about there was too much for today, but right. we give you some other words and for the opposite, for things that are fake.
Ooh, I would love that episode. So fun. Mm. All right, guys, hit the follow button. And Michelle, I'll see you back here on All Ears English very soon. Take care.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.